From the baggage claim curb at the airport, it looks like a well-oiled machine. The taxis are plentiful and sparkling clean. Drivers are in uniform. But in the 2 years since the airport instituted a new taxi program allowing just three companies, Yellow, Crown, and City Cab, to operate full-time at the airport, the rest of the industry has been in upheaval. Six cab companies in Charlotte have gone out of business or consolidated since 2010. At least three others are on the verge of collapse, including Diamond Cab, which is owned by Nasikat Khan.
I went to Pakistan. I sold my land in Pakistan, $120,000, bring the money here to pay my debit.
That was last year. More debt has built up since then because he can't keep enough drivers to cover rent, utilities, insurance, and dispatch services that run him about $10,000 a month. Why did his drivers leave?
Because I don't have an airport.
In my opinion, that was the beginning of the end.
This is Frank Hinson, a co-owner of Charlotte Checker Cab, which was one of the city's oldest until it shut down last year when he lost most of his drivers. See, in Charlotte, cab drivers are independent contractors. They own their cars and keep all the money they collect in fares. But the city requires them to affiliate with a licensed taxi company. Those companies charge drivers a weekly franchise fee that ranges from $25 to $400. Before 2010, pretty much every company in Charlotte had a dozen airport permits, for which they charged drivers much higher fees. Those fees were Checker's lifeblood.
You know Charlotte Checker has gone out of business?
Yes, I know that.
Victor Kamara is one of the drivers who left Checker for a spot working at the airport with Crown Cab.
You know, nobody wished for that, but, you know, it happened. So the airport is much, much better job here. You don't have no dead call here.
Dead call?
Yeah, like you go, somebody call for a cab, you get there, there's nobody there. And then they say, oh, I cancel or this. The least you can get here is a short trip, which is $14. You just drop off and come right back and wait.
The work is steady and the hours are more regular, but Kamara and other airport drivers say they're making less money than they used to because franchise fees went up when the contracts became exclusive to just three companies. Yellow's fee went up from $360 a week to $400 now. Crown charges $300 a week, which is $100 more than before. They're now the biggest cab companies in Charlotte because drivers sign on just to get in line in case an airport spot opens up. Crown Cab Vice President Meyer Condelwell says they also get the spillover effect of airport passengers.
If they're a visitor from out of town and they had a good experience to their hotel, they hopefully would call Crown Cab on the way back into the airport.
The upshot of all of this is that by the end of the year, Charlotte will likely be down to just six cab companies. From 13 in 2010. The only thing keeping two of them alive is a contract with Mecklenburg County Department of Social Services.
Royal Cab.
Rudolph Kirkham is the general manager of Royal Cab. He says transporting Medicaid and Medicare patients for the county is 75% of his business.
Royal Cab. Ms. Denise?
It's not as lucrative as airport work, says Kirkham. Still, Mecklenburg County documents show Royal Cab collected just shy of $1 million on the contract last year. The other main DSS contractor, Prestige Taxi, took in close to $1.5 million. And then there's United Cab, which has no government contract and is only 2 years old, but has grown to rival the size of Royal and Crown Cab. United is a co-op jointly owned by all 70 or so of its drivers. Most of them used to work at the airport and got fed up with paying high franchise fees, which their president, Kasete Tesfe, likens to parasitic blood sucking.
When the drivers, they have their own insurance, they buy their own cars, they do their own maintenance, everything, only just for the taxi's name, they just paying this much money. Is that fair? This company, they take this opportunity and they suck this driver's blood.
United cab drivers pay $50 a week to cover dispatch services. Getting back to the airport is their ultimate goal.
When the day comes, we are ready. We have one of the latest equipment, one of the newest cars. We can do everything that the other companies can do.
But that's unlikely to happen for at least 3 more years. The original airport taxi contract allows for 5 one-year renewals before other bids need to be entertained. Assistant Aviation Director Herbert Judon says they just renewed for a third year because
we have seen a significant increase in the quality and service of the taxi cab agreement. So we're very satisfied with the service that we've received from the three companies.
And those three companies have been handsomely rewarded. But cab drivers, both at the airport and on the street, say the changes have made it harder for them to make a living. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.